From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has called on the city's IS defenders to resist the advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists not to retreat. The voice purportedly Baghdadi's called on militants to hold their ground, adding doing so is 1,000 times easier than retreating. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales sees the statement as a way to bolster jihadist morale.
I think he probably has to come up with something. As you say, he's been very quiet. So I think there's a need for al-Baghdadi to start to remind his followers that they have this massive battle ahead of them.
Iraqi special forces reportedly have consolidated gains Tuesday after entering the eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. The next stage of the assault, the city's more urban central neighborhoods. Hundreds of civilians were seen, some with white flags, leaving their neighborhoods, with one relief agency warning more than 1 million people in the city are in grave danger. A new report has called for an investigation into possible criminal activity in South African President Jacob Zuma's government. The massive report by a state watchdog agency came as thousands of South Africans gathered outside government buildings in Johannesburg chanting "Zuma must go." The report recommends a commission of inquiry be formed to look into allegations of influence peddling by a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, who have had a close relationship with Mr. Zuma and stand accused of meddling in state affairs for their own financial gain. Mr. Zuma has already been criticized for using millions in public funds for upgrades to his private rural home. He apologized and agreed to repay a fraction.